And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here!
Not afraid. Here on Declare Your Independence, with me, Ernest Hancock, here in Phoenix, Arizona, from BEAUTFO Studios of Freedoms with an S, freedomsphoenix.com. Oh, I didn't do that one that good. All right. Now, what we're going to do this week is there's a lot of things that we got to focus on, a lot of things going on in the world, a lot of things, and we'll get you guys caught up on what's up. But, you know, it's this Bitcoin thing. I tell you, my main thing is that, finally, we get an understanding of what the heck. New York State has, which means, let me see, if New York State does it, that means, let me think, it's planetary, okay? So, if you have anything to do with finances, anything to do with securities law, anything to do with trading, anything to do with money, you know, this is transfers of wealth and such, you know, it will be of interest what happens there. Now, this is who we have on this week so far. Paul Snow on Wednesday, we have him on to talk about Bitcoin. Now, he was the guy that did the Texas Bitcoin Conference, and one of the few guys that I had on for 3 hours. I rarely do that, but it's been probably, I've done in the last year about, let me think, about 70% of the time I've ever done, 3 hours with someone. And the reason is because, it's strung out, there's a lot of nice conversation. The biggest thing is you get to know these guys personally, as do I. I mean, you get to, make friends with them and learn about them and know them, right along with me. And I just like, okay, so, and tell me about your childhood. So this is, and that's, I don't want to blow that off. That's very interesting. From the time that you was a itty bitty little tyke, what made you do what you do? How is it that you saw? When did you get your first computer kind of thing? And I tell you, my grandkids, at 2 years old, they're just whipping through tablets and so on. I just know. The future, I would say the device, it'd be like probably a mini iPad, They don't necessarily need the big, but then you get to the Samsungs, like oversized cell phones. I think that's probably where it's got. Because I remember in the beginning of phones and tablets, it was like, what's the ideal size? It's kind of like Amazon Fire, Donna has that, and that's just, got her going. So, I can see that there's going to be an ideal size, but it's going to change in how we interface with it and how the screen folds up, rolls up. It's a pen in your pocket, and then it turns into a desktop. Yeah, don't laugh. They've already come up with these. Think about it. I have a pen. I take it. It has a little stand. Looks like a little Saturn V rocket or something. It stands. It's got legs like the SpaceX first stage coming back grasshopper thing or something. And it just sits on the desk, and it projects down onto your desk a keyboard. So you're just tapping on the desk with your fingers, and it's got like a keyboard that's projected there. Well, then the other side, it projects up onto the wall. You're done. Your entire PC experience, computer, tablet, I got it with me, kind of gets in your pocket. And then, you want to see it while you're walking around? Well, it's kind of a Google Glass thing. Or, hell, it's a retina implant. Or, don't laugh. So I'm just... We're going to be interfacing in real time with all the information ever. So we all, it's like, not only is it equality in, Samuel Colt made us equal. God created men, Samuel Colt made them equal. The gun kind of thing. What happens when that happens with our brains? That we all have access to everything all the time. Then what? And it's going to be... I can see it's the ability to process this information. It's just being able to understand all the stuff that's available to you. To be able to process, is that going to change? We're going to get a chip? Is it going to be kind of a grid, a growth, a mesh over our cortex to link them faster and whiz-bangy matrixier? Probably, sooner or later. But it's sooner. It's coming fast. So anyway, that's why I always ask you, what's the common traits? We start getting into brain hacking that we did Friday for 3 hours with Ruben. That was awesome. I knew you guys, it's a good build up. You need to know the people that, do this kind of stuff. And then, for $1,100, I get the software and the hardware to hack my brain. Listen to Friday's show with Ruben. 3 hours, on it build up and how he eats the right fats. He gets it, but what does he do? He eats all, it's all fats and stuff that he eats, but he's got 14%, body fat. I mean, I remember Roger Starbuck was like, freaking world class at 13 or something, right? So I'm going, okay, all right. He was a quarterback for Dallas for you youngins. Anyway. All right, so on Wednesday we got Paul Snow again for an hour. He's going to update us because there's a lot of things that happened at Texas Bitcoin Conference. A lot of people don't know that. I don't know how much he got nailed, but it was confirmed. Davi Barker wrote an article on everybody getting their Bitcoin hacked and so on at these festivals and such. He goes, "Yep, at the Texas Bitcoin Conference, I got nailed too. I don't know how much because he had like a bunch. So hopefully he had them divided up and stuff. So we'll hear about." The latest revelation from New York State and what they're going to do and how they're going to track Bitcoin. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Then the second and third hour, we're going to have Alma Summer. Yay! And Leo's going to come in, and they're going to talk about the Jackalope Freedom Festival this year. Is that 2 weeks from now or 3 weeks? How many weeks is that from now, Donna?
Two.
2 weeks. So it's not this week. It's right after this weekend, right?
Yes.
And there's a... there's a bunch of parties and different stuff and half, and I go, oh, I'm sorry. That's Jackalope weekend, baby. We going to that. So this is, it's going to be fun. And it's a third year, and there's, some interesting people that's going to come that normally they go, well, yeah, but what's it cost? Nothing. Yeah, but do you got it? No. Well, is there going to? No. You just go. Just go. No registration, no filling out forms, no nothing. You just go. And you don't even have to stay overnight. Although it is very cool. So then, Wednesday, today we're going to be talking about that in the last 2 hours. We have Paul Snow on Wednesday, Matt Papke. Now, Matt Papke is a Campaign for Liberty Ron Paul delegate, Tampa Lovolutionary local activist precinct committee, kind of young Marine in his 30s and kind of America, and he's running for city council in Tempe. And I knew from the beginning that he was taking this extremely seriously. He's doing every weekend the handshake and going around the city, every city council meeting. He's going to give him what? Fur. So this, all right, well, you want to see? All right, let's go see. So it's, he's got the dreadlock, young IT kind of guy. Man, it's awesome. What a perfect opportunity to see how this is going to work. I'm just like, okay, we're going to see. So Matt, we had him on a regular basis, every 6 weeks or so. He'll just check in and see what's up. And I tell you, I want to see how this goes. Thursday, J. Neil Schulman's going to come in studio, talk about Longside Night. He has a showing this Thursday. We'll see if we can learn about that. That'd be cool. And Janelle Woods, she's a candidate for governor, because I had Barry on. I said, all right, all the candidates come on. She's doing it. Friday, 2 hours, Cody Wilson. Pinky swear. He's it. Now I'll talk about that when we come back in a little bit, what's going on there. Bitcoin this week. Ugh.
Did you agree? Did you totally agree? I'll bet that you did. But did you read the agreement? There are 7 billion people on Earth, and there are over 6 billion active cell phone accounts right now. And every one of them came with an agreement. Billions have already agreed to allow entities that they do not know to use and abuse every feature of their mobile devices. Your computer activity is monitored and archived. Your car is tracked, and even your face is scanned. The current power structure grows more fearful every day of your desire for anonymity, independence, free association, freedom of movement, freedom of expression, and your freedom of thought. And entire categories of humans will be targeted. And if they, then those that won't leave us alone, determine that we are not within their control, then we will be categorized as out of control. FreedomsPhoenix.com will launch the next phase of the Levolution by the end of the summer of 2014. And if you have to tell your neighbors about it, then we did it wrong.
While our satellite channel is free to listen to, it's not free for us. You can help us cover our satellite costs with the chip-in on the right side of the page at LRN.FM.
Rhodes, it's the Ernest Hancock Show. Where we're going, there aren't any roads.
To the future! To the future! And how are you going to get there? I don't know. They have to go through the past and the present, and then you get to the future. This is... I always say, you know, there's historical mile markers. You know, it's like, and there's one, and there's one, and there's one. And a lot of times it's even big, giant mile markers. There's a before this thing happened and after this thing happened. And I think we're at one of those points. There is the, I don't think guys doing Bitcoin in the beginning, well, you know, whether they saw it or not, you know, it's, did they ever think that it was going to be on the radar screen enough that New York State said, and therefore we need Bitcoin licenses. You know, I just, I'm like, rare. Seriously? So I have been, we're gonna find out about it. Cody Wilson is coming on for 2 hours on Friday. He pinky swears now, okay? The what happened was, he asked me not to say, I was reading his text. I go, look, man, you know, Thursday night, I go, if you don't tell me you're okay and you're not incarcerated, this kind of whatever, tomorrow I'm gonna start freaking being a real butthead about what the hell happened to Cody. And you go whoa, man, sorry, I've been really busy, dude, kind of just, you know, I appreciate, thanks, everything, but I'm okay. You know, I've been prepping for his suit on yada yada because about this Bitcoin thing, New York, and there's stuff going on and I'm not allowed to say. But I read his text, and it kind of said anyway. But anyway, you know, so it's like, okay, so he's, you know, he's busy. He's got a plan. Well, we'll be able to talk about it Friday. And because he's got, see, he's always way down the road anyway. When he did the 3D gun thing, it was to out them. He wanted them to, you know, come after and try and regulate and say and do and show that you just can't. Well, the New York Bitcoin ruling kind of thing is exactly what he anticipated. You know, he was telling, he goes, no, we have to force their hand. They're going to have good and bad Bitcoins. They're going to have good and bad Bitcoin transactions. They're going to insert, they're going to define, they're going to decide, they're going to have, you know, some group or them. So what happens when they do this New York thing and they say, Bitcoins will now fall under our purview of we control you because and whatever the heck is going on, we're going to find out this week. When they do that, it is going to be the, you know, starting pistol for Neon freaking I told you so. And he saw, and my thing was, I'm going, why are you even wasting time with this? If they're going to do this, why aren't you off on some alt, you know, kiss my butt coin, you know? And if they wanted this, I go, why don't you just call it government coin, you know, approved coin, you know, sanctioned coin, the king's realm representation of digital coin, whatever the heck, you know? So he goes, no, we have to out. He goes, it's going to be Bitcoin. They're going to do it. It's already decided. It's going to be Bitcoin that they're going to be using and doing, and it's a cashless society. When I took down the Bitcoin to the moon sign I had up here, there was a reason. There's a philosophy behind all this stuff. A lot of the technical guys and the new guys have been very critical of this. As I talked to them over the years, you're just too dumb. You don't understand. You don't get it. And I'm going, I don't know, man. It goes real simple. Can they? Can they regulate? Can they take? Can they do? Can they list? Can they? Well, then they are. Or going to. I mean, because, let me think, because they can. So that philosophy, oh, Ernie, you don't know technical. I'm going, seriously? So I just sit back and go, all right, here we go. Well, it's starting to happen, and I get no pleasure in Neon, I told you so, but it's we'll see how this works out. But the technology is there. The cryptography is there. You know, that once that genie got out of the bottle, you know, doesn't matter. You know, it's like all this other crap, Pandora's box. Ah, the evil and bad that comes out. Well, let me out. Well, what was the last thing out? You know, it closed it and let hope out. Okay? Well, there's hope. And you're going to hear me, I just keep bringing up, let me see, what is it you keep bringing up? This is when I say what? What's the word? Made safe. Okay? MAIDSAFE. Now, I've had short, because he's busy, it's head down plow, don't bother David Irvine. Okay? And it's so monumental in my imagination what is coming that I cannot imagine that it would be allowed, if at all possible, to stop it. And that's where the strength comes. If they could stop it, if they can curtail it, if they just, you know, it's already out, you know, so it's just now they're just doing applications on and building on the protocol and so on. You know, they just, you know, hellfire missile and drone and, you know, car accident, you know. I'm just going, even if they do that, and it's too late, okay? The technology, the concept, the idea of distributed internet is there. And when that happens, it changes everything, and you want them to come after it because you need to know if they can. That's the test. Can they? You know, or they can't. And I need to know, you know, because this is, we're looking at, hell, I'm 53. You know, damn it. I'm just, damn it. I want to see this in my liberty in my lifetime. You know, but the big thing is that I could, there's enough technology that we've learned and we could go and there's a desire to and a need to, and we're just on the lone prairie out here, never mind. You know, we'll just take care of, and we'll, you know, sell off all our crap, you know, get everything, or we can even get a little studio. I mean, I can get it down to freaking a briefcase and do what I do. You know, technology's got to where a lot of this stuff that we need is consolidated into an itty-bitty little Comrex access portable on my belt thing. And it sounds the same. Free Talk Live now, when we go out and so on, Ian doesn't bring these big boxes. He just brings this little bitty box. Same thing that I got. He's like, he's seen, when I used mine before, he's going, ew, that's nice. I go, yeah, these things are awesome, you know, and it just, you know, it's all in one little deal. So we can do this anywhere. We have access to high speed internet done, you know. So I'm just, and the satellite thing is really changing, and the solar is really, it opens up almost the entire planet. Where can you go to be leave me aloneism? And it's a geography thing, but it's not a philosophical thing. I mean, it's a philosophical thing that you want to go do it. But I mean, you know, you have to have the philosophy of the planet kind of going that way, or understanding of it, or so on. But they will find you. They, them, those. You know, I hear they go, they, I'm not one of they, who's they. You know, they, them, those. The people that will not leave me alone. I mean, they're orchestrated in their not leaving me aloneism, okay? It is, I mean, they all kinds of forms about me not being left alone. They got a law for everything about me not being left alone. And when you get to where just in time, a system is nearing perfection, just in time for disappearance. Let there be dark. I'm going to show that in the next segment when we come back. I want to show the Indiegogo campaign of Dark Wallet to you guys, get you refreshed on this, on what the concept was, why Dark Wallet was being done, why they're having, why, and then the Made Safe one in the next segment. and it's going to be, yep, and this is what the solution is. I'm going to be pimping this because it is not going to be because I didn't tell you. Neon freaking I told you. We'll be right back.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. To be a part of the show, call 602-264-2800.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence. Okay, this is what I want to show you, all right? What we're going to do is I want to kind of walk you through a couple of things so you kind of see what's up, all right? Now, this is called Piper. Now, I saw this demonstrated at the at Porkfest. Drew Phillips, Davi Barker, Bitcoin Nut Bombs. Now, Drew Phillips had this. There's a demonstration. He gave it to somebody to use to whatever, but they gave it to him to demonstrate that you can make paper wallets. Oh, my God. We're going back to paper. No. Well, some of us going, good. it doesn't exist online. What it does is it prints out a key pair, okay? Or, you know, it's like you have your public and private key, and it just prints it out on thermal paper here. You just push a button, boom. And nobody knows nothing from anywhere for no kind of just the Tom and I just made it up, okay? So that gives you the ability to be able to create a paper wallet offline. And you just, boom, and I just had a new wallet that I sent all my goodies to. Well, how do you interface? That's, later. You know, you send and spend it from there to somewhere else and kind of it's a paper wallet. So it supports many altcoins, including Litecoin and Dogecoin, encrypted, I guess, of course, in Bitcoin, encrypted paper wallets utilizing BIP, blah, 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 whatever the heck that means, you know, some geek thing. Custom address prefixes, use your own USB printer, works with thousands of printers, check compatibility. Remember, you can use your own printer. It has a USB or printer thing you put in, and they print out on your printer, and you got like 8.5 by 11 as opposed to the thermal paper. Well, that's cool. All right, remember or forget keys, right? You know, remember this or don't remember this. Headless USB backup of keys, so you can do it on USB, and I don't feel great and wonderful about that either, but, you know, it's an option. Headless duplicate wallet printing, whatever that means, headless. I don't even know what that means. Print bulk wallets. Okay, you can get a whole bunch of them per wallet. What it does is it allows you, instead of online doing it through a wallet service, you know, like blockchain.info or something like that, you create your own wallet and you send it to that. Like, we've been talking about this before. I have my Casatius coin, you know. For those of you that don't know, let's see if I can spell it right. Casatius Bitcoin. I'll probably bring it up. And physical bitcoins buy. All right, let's do that. Now, this is Casatius.com. These are the actual coins that they do, but it's just it doesn't mean anything. You know, they're just doing that just for grins and giggles. But what you can do is that you can charge them. All it does is represent. Here's a good example of it. I have one of these back when they were $4 and something, okay? And it has a hologram on it, and it gives you this quick code here that takes you to the actual Bitcoin wallet that you can charge. Now, you don't know what the private key is that until you peel off this covering. This hologram that's on there. When you do that and you peel that off, it has the private key on there and you can spend it, but you can keep charging to it. Well, it doesn't have to be a coin. I just did this because it's cool. There, you want a coin or is a coin? So my thing is that you could do this with paper and you just put it in your safe or you can do a bunch of them. That's one thing that printer does. It allows you to be able to have offline encrypted places to put your goodies. Then the only way to get to it is you have a private key here. Well, where do you go? Some paper. Or if you lose the paper, it's gone. Be gone. Okay? It is just gone, gone, gone. But, you know, don't lose it. Laminate it. Put it in your safe. Print out a bunch of them. Divide them up. Say you got 100,000 coin of whatever the heck it is. You know, the alt next, who gives a crap. And you take and you put them on, and you just have, well, you divide it up in the, I don't know, 10, so you got 10,000 of each, or 100 and you got 1,000 of each, or something like that. And you just put them in and you use it like paper, money. It's like big, giant, you know, $10,000 bills or something sitting in your safe. Or you distribute them out amongst your time capsules and your desert burying of grandchildren of your dog. You know, it's on its collar. You know, where's the galaxy? It's on the collar around the neck of the cat. Okay. So I am, this is where we're going. I can see it. It's going to be distributed. It's not on there, not theirs. And they can make it illegal and you're not allowed all they want, but it doesn't make any difference when you're doing peer-to-peer around the planet. And what kind of thing would you have value? Well, I'm a big MadeSafe fan because instead of it just electrons making heat, busy work, and give me and I mine something, you know, for nothing, at least it is valued in how much data you store and share. You know, it's, we are the network, the MadeSafe. I'm going to show you the thing. But I wanted to show you the Dark Wallet, kind of what's going on here. Now, here's Dark Wallet's website, Dark Wallet Alpha 5, you know, version 5 available. They put it out and working on and everybody and doing, and it's great and wonderful, and, you know, and here it is. Now, good enough that Wired Magazine, you know, Dark Wallet is about to make Bitcoin money laundering easier than ever. And they go, you're just laundering. Yes, we are. I'm sorry, didn't you get the memo? What the hell did you think we were trying to do? That's what the whole point was. Government regulators around the world have spent the last year scrambling to prevent Bitcoin from becoming the currency of choice for money launderers and black marketeers. Now their worst fears may be about to materialize in a single piece of software, Dark Wallet. Okay? Then we'll talk about that real quick here in a little bit. Now, Waiting for Dark, the inside story of two crypto anarchists and their quest to create ungovernable weapons, untouchable black markets, and untraceable money. That was Cody's and Amir's thing from the beginning. From the beginning. Everything that they've done has been to build up to this. Now, of course, you know, here's Reason Magazine. I mean, not Reason. Wired Magazine, you know, did a, you know, nice big piece on this, on the ramifications of this. And I'm going, yeah, they understand. Okay. Now, what we're going to do is watch. It's only less than 3 minutes, and we'll get it started here. Dang it, we're going to run out of time. Well, when we come back, I'm going to come back right after the intro with the Dark Wallet Indiegogo. Now, those of you that have not seen it, you know this is going to be a good, simple, quick, you know, dramatic explanation of what's going on. But for those of you that have seen it, it's good to watch again. Why? Because the code that he's talking about in there, he's going, when he said a system is reaching perfection. Now, I thought he's talking about Dark Wallet. No, he was talking about Bitcoin itself. He's going, look, this could do what they, it's what they fear it is. They have to, we have to have a dark. And he did this. It was a psyop. He goes, na 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 na, major, major, major. And what did he want them to do? What they did. New York came out with this regulation of you thou shalt and you gotta. That's what he was trying to get him to do. He's like, na 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 na. You know, he's way down the road on this. He goes, of course they're going to have good Bitcoin and bad Bitcoin. Approved transactions, unapproved transactions. And the only way they can do that is with a Bitcoin license. And he says they had to do this. Why? Because if they don't, then any and everybody in tumbled and dark and nobody would know and freedom would reign. Can't have that. So they're going to be going, nope, you got to have every one of them tracked. You don't think so? You go on to coin whatever the heck it is and I want to buy Bitcoin. You got to use your money. Somehow you got to get it. You get it from the kid at Starbucks or something. Or you want to buy in, you got to go through some exchange. And when you do that, you know, and they get their know their, your customer and DNA sample. You know, you go on BitPay right now. You try and buy something, or you want to get some coin, or you want they want you right on Freedom's Phoenix. You go use it. Oh, I'm sorry, and your DNA sample, and we need your like on this little square here. Okay, all right. And when you do that, Bitcoin allows that transaction, that Bitcoin, to be associated with you forever. And then it's labeled property. So how do they get their money? Capital gains. When you buy that latte, they go, and this much goes to the man. Now this is what's coming. They already got, it's done. son. You know, and this is what scared them, forced their hand. We need to know this early.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. FreedomsPhoenix.com constantly providing the information, the real news about government policies, and the real relationship we all have with the coercive government. The real condition of the economy, innovations in technology, breakthroughs in energy, health, and computer science. Learn the truth well before it's admitted to in the lamestream media. The corporate media, nothing more than distributors of government propaganda. But now, there's an alternative. FreedomsPhoenix.com. Constant news updates on the issues that affect your life in the most important ways. With liberty and property under constant attack, FreedomsPhoenix.com provides the understanding behind the propaganda, and it encourages the participation of its readers. Go to FreedomsPhoenix.com. That's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. FreedomsPhoenix.com. The revolution between the ears has already happened.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges start a conversation with your neighbor or your doctor or your family or your school. Now there's teachers and lawyers and business executives, and they all wear shiny badges and they all reject the state. Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges show the world that you reject coercion and aggression and oppression by the state. Shinybadges.com.
Listen to LRN.FM on any phone, anytime. 213-493-0309. That's 213-493-0309.
Freedom is the answer. What's the question?
I want to break free.
You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
I want to break free.
Yeah, break free from what? Lies, 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 lies. Okay, now this is what I told you. We're going to come right back with the dark wallet thing, and then we're going to do the MadeSafe deal. And then in the next hour, we got Leo and Alma in. They're going to hip us with all things jackalope. Jackfest! That doesn't sound any better than Porkfest! It's a Jackalope Freedom Festival. Okay, this is what we're going to do. Let me go ahead and start this right now, get you in what fur, because now pay attention. It's only a few minutes. Pay attention to words. And here we go.
Thought you'd act differently. Maybe you thought you'd see it coming. But the moment's here. And it's time to make a choice. Alexander's Empire. The United States imagines the power to regulate the world's first great digital currency, Bitcoin.
It's a cyber currency, so how do we get to it?
To provide a framework for its existence. A technology that questions all previous frameworks, fitted for its straitjacket. Helping the United States is a group of lobbyists and corporations calling themselves the Foundation. Their mission is a performance, to both agree with and maintain an independence from regulatory power. But you can't have it both ways. OnSystem is an international group of activist developers led by Amir Taki. Concerned by the Foundation's centralized development and advocacy, they're developing a crypto wallet that runs on a completely independent software stack. This wallet runs on the back-end Libitcoin, the command tools SX, and the Obelisk blockchain server architecture. A thin wallet, the premier version of which will include privacy and security features, trustless mixing, and the foundation of a distributed identity protocol. Help us cover the next 4 months of full-time development. Help us make this implementation a line in the sand.
Technology. Now we are all being intercepted all right. Permanently. This is a state change.
My personal bank accounts were shut down. I was blacklisted from having a personal bank account. It doesn't matter, I was able to use Bitcoin. And now we're hearing stories of people's personal accounts being blocked.
Why are you so dangerous?
They're saying they were comfortable operating in that environment because they felt that they enjoyed complete anonymity.
Are you watching? Are you listening? Bitcoin is what they fear it is. A way to leave.
We don't know you.
To
we
forbid.
Don't want you. And the sooner you're put in.
To make a choice. There's a system approaching perfection. Just in time for our disappearance. So, let there be dark.
Oh, and then they raised the money, like in, hours, days. I'm going, okay, so then here comes the next, that's been around for a while, even before Bitcoin. This is like 06, 07, they started doing this. You know, I can see clearly now.
Why are today's systems so vulnerable and unreliable? Because today our internet consists of servers and connected computers, in which the files are normally stored in one place as complete files, readable by anyone. If the walls of system security are penetrated, the data is ripe for the picking. Even if the data has been encrypted, if it is all in one computer, a single provider, or a local network, it can still be stolen or erased. Today's data is not physically secured from any third parties. There is always somebody who can delete, corrupt, or snoop on you. Until now. In the MadeSafe system, data is never vulnerable. As soon as a document is saved, remarkable things happen. The data is automatically shredded and encrypted by a unique algorithm that uses the data itself to create the encryption keys required for the very high levels of encryption. This data is then distributed intelligently to the network. This network spans the planet. All of this thoroughly encrypted code now resides in several time zones, securely stored in multiple copies in locked space on other networked computers, using a portion of whatever unused hard drive space is available, as if the data was transformed into a grain of sand and distributed wherever the wind takes it, far away from prying eyes. And your secure login has been achieved by a phenomenal new system called Anonymous, or self-authentication. This is a system where you decide to join a network, and the choice is 100% yours. You give up some unused space on your computer, and that is your payment. Nothing else is required. The deal is between you as a person and the network. You are in complete control of your own destiny, and required to ask nobody for any permission. Only now can you be secure. No third party was involved. Just you, the machine, and the software. And at no time was your password transmitted on the network in any form whatsoever. To the world, you are completely anonymous, safe, and free. Now, your digital work and data reside not on vulnerable hard drives that could fail, be offline, corrupted, stolen, or spied upon, but on a huge distributed anonymous network with state-of-the-art protection of both data and privacy. You will never lose your data again. There is no backup or sync required. Everything just works and is available only when you want it. So, what do we do with all that free space now that we have computers all over the world with more space than they need? Some of this space is used to store the network chunks. This mishmash of electronic bits is stored everywhere on every hard drive. Your computer fuels the network that you are now part of. Rather than slowing down with more data, as traditional client-server models do, this network increases in speed and performance as more people use it. In this network, denial of service and similar cyber attacks are thwarted and useless. Popular websites simply go faster rather than crashing. There is a reason this is called logical. After 7 years of testing, innovating, and lots of effort, they have released all code, papers, patents, and algorithms to the world. MadeSafe has met universities and attended many events to explain their proposals and answer questions, as well as publishing papers and trialing much of the code in one of the world's largest organizations, all with very positive results. All of MadeSafe's patents have been made available worldwide to allow developers to use a truly global platform to create next-generation software products, such as data that increases in speed as more people use it, due to intelligent caching, which makes popular data faster and also prevents many cyber attacks and cyber terrorism. People will share privately, freely, and instantly. Doctors will save more lives by sharing medical research in real time. And groups of common interest can get together and share experiences and information instantly and safely. With real sharing, we will defeat many global issues by simply combining our efforts and publishing our feelings and thoughts instantly and securely. Whistleblowers and victims of oppression will share their findings safely and free from persecution. Secure messaging in the form of email, video, and voice are inherent in the network design. Nobody can trace or eavesdrop on any of your communications anymore. What you say now is private. Anyone can use the code and patents to build these powerful new products and services at no cost and without fear of the service ever being compromised or stopped. This is a network of equals, and ownership belongs to all users all of the time. All developers have free access to an open API and can start creating and deploying amazing ideas and innovations that could change the world right now. Now, what are you prepared to do?
Yeah. Are you feel me? Are you starting to see what I'm talking about? This is the future. Here we go. And this is the battle. And they threw down the gauntlet. They challenged. They said, ha! We rule you! I will crown you! Bonk! Made a rumble. All right. Well, part of just, you know, leave me alone-ism is just I don't care. We're just going over here. And that is going to be a nice break at Jackalope Freedom Festival. Number 3. Silly status. Taxes are for slaves. We'll be right back with Alma and Lee. Don't stop
believing. And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Today, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
No fear! Fear here in the Clear, your independence of me, Ernest Hancock, here in Phoenix, Arizona. Hello from the studio of Freedoms and S, freedomsphoenix.com. Oh, see? Are we going to have karaoke at the Jackalope Freedom Festival? I think we should have karaoke. Let's have karaoke. You know, these are some pictures we're just going to let scroll of the last Jackalope Freedom Festival, Jackfest. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and just talk about, you know, what, you know, has happened in the past and what's going on this time. We want to make sure that we have enough information that people know what they don't have to do. just freaking go. Oh, it's beautiful up there. It's a great spot, and the man's going to do something. They're going to do something. They're going to, like, you know, say we're not allowed. Oh, the jackalope. I am Spartacus. You know, I tell you where the I am Spartacus thing came from. It was because, well, who's in charge? Well, I'm in charge. No, I'm in charge. No, I'm in charge. And then, of course, we go up there and everybody wears shirts, special agent, not in charge. So this is, it's going to be interesting how this, you know, comes out. What I want to do is I want to make sure that we have an opportunity to understand how we're going to approach it this time, how we're going to market it, how we're going to push it, what's going to be available, and which one of you guys want to go first, Leon or Alma? They keep pointing at each other. All right, let's go. All right, Leo, man, tell me what's up. You know, how's it coming together?
Oh, everything's going good. I don't know.
Next, Alma, tell me how things coming together.
Leo is going to be roasting a pig with Brian.
Really? Okay. All right, let's go back to Leo. You ever done that before?
I did when I was little. I have a Filipino family, and they did a roasted pig, and they call it lechong. So you put it on a spit and put it over the fire and roast it slowly.
Oh, so that you just, you know, I seen it on TV.
Well, I did it when I was younger a bunch, so it's really not that hard.
Okay. So, we all learn. And you know, one of the things that was, okay, now this is the sign that she had before. Corn dogs, you know, get your corn dog, but you had to sit there and wait for 5 hours for the thing to cook. I mean, what kind of device do you have this time?
That's a new sign. That's this year's sign. I just finished making that last night.
But you had corn dogs.
Okay, so, well, last year we did a deep fried turkey and a deep fried chicken, but the first year I did corn dogs and I didn't have the big deep fryer, but now I have the big deep fryer. So I created a grated device to go on the top of it, and I have these clips that hold on to the sticks that go inside the hot dogs, and the grates are far enough apart I'm able to slip them in individually. Somebody can help me, whatever. Someone will be hired this year, and I'm going to be making corn dogs from like noon to 3.
Okay, well, I got a bunch of questions right off the bat. Okay, this person you hired, what kind of employment forms are you filling out? How old are they going to be? What's the minimum requirement of they get allowed and you have deep fried in the forest of there's a food selling permit kind of what?
Our contract's private. It's nobody's business.
I'm just wondering. We're out and you're like making corn dogs and oil and kind of out and, you know, where's your bio waste going to go? How long are you going to be, you know, what's your fire suppression?
They're
and
fired
whatever?
Right before they get hurt.
Where did... See, you, all right, you know, I'm just, not that I care about such things.
That's in the contract. They'll know that ahead of time.
Is this a government-enforced contract?
No, or? This is a private contract.
Oh, okay.
So while they're getting hurt, you know, they're fired before it actually burns them.
Right.
You know who's coming this year? Nicola and Ethan, they're going to make it. Yep, you know Nicola and Ethan. They're like traveling agorists.
Yeah.
They were there the first year. They missed last year, but she helped me make corn dogs the first year. So I'm hoping that she'll be around if she wants some work.
You know, the thing is that, you know, let me tell you what happens. Everybody goes up there to, you know, make some money, going to do their kind of jump. And yeah, but that's like work. You know, hey, it's breakfast. Where's my coffee? But that's like work. I thought you were going to have this come in freaking 9 o'clock. You know, that's like work, you know. So I tell you, you go up, you better be hiring some employees, get some work done. You know, get a gimme, or I'll just do it myself, you know, which is agorism. You know, it's just the free market will provide, or it won't. You know, so you got to be, you know, ready to do it yourself. That's one thing that you made a list of camping stuff. It's kind of like be prepared to bring an extra for everybody that doesn't have.
Sure, why not?
Yeah, I mean, you know, a lot of times people just show up and go, hey, I'm here. You know, I got some Bitcoin. What am I buying?
If you need a service, let's all go out to the meadow. No, you know, there'll be hot spots there, too. That definitely help, and a lot of people have access to those. So I'll probably be tethering on myself.
Tethering on the what? Hot spots or what?
A hot spot on somebody's phone because I have, you know, my iPad with Wi-Fi.
You know, the signal's not that great up there.
It's spotty.
It's spotty. I mean, you know, it's one of those, I did the, you know, the rabbit on top of the RV kind of standing there doing the Egyptian thing to get a signal so I could upload a magazine article, you know, both years. Because it's the first, you know, weekend in the month, which was always when our magazine was due. So Donna's like, you know, finishing magazine and I'm transmitting.
Sorry, Donna.
Last minute kind of whatever, you know. Well, now we're not on a hard deadline. We're doing the newspaper. We're getting ready for the newspaper. And you know, it's just today I transmit a bunch of stuff. A lot of things going on with the newspaper.
Are you going to hand out the newspaper at Jackalope?
You know, I don't think it's going to be ready by then. I'm not going to force it. There's so much. I got to pull the trigger at some point because there's so much going on now.
That would be cool if you released your first edition of the newspaper at Jackalope.
Probably not. And the reason is because they just started regulating Bitcoin, not in New York State, doing that. We have Israel going freaking stupid, you know, and all that crap that's going on. We have the dollars about ready to go. We have international, we're going to have Third World War. It's Elope Freedom Festival 3 along with World War 3, and we just kind of might as well stay up there. You know, that was one thing.
That's why you should bring extra.
Right.
You might get stuck up there.
Well, I mean, keep in mind, remember the guys that were up there, they're in their little razor going around wanting to have us explain it to them, the older guys in their little coming around and visiting and buying and what's up. And, these were all retired military intelligence guys. That's why there's so much attention by the man is on you guys up there, is because there is a bunch of retirees that moved up there for this very reason. And damn
To be left alone?
Yeah, to be left alone.
No way.
And here comes those damn anarchist
Who
libertarians
wants to
up
be
here.
Left alone?
Oh, you're not allowed to be left alone. it was for us. So this was... I'm really seeing that this is going to grow if you leave it alone. So how much, regulation? Do you have like a downtown? Do you have like, this is the quiet zone, this is the noisy zone, this is the kid zone?
There's only one zone, and it's an uppity slave zone.
Uppity slave zone. Okay, now what's the uppity slave zone? What does that mean?
Everyone keeps asking about where the spots are. Where do we camp and register? So I'm going to put things like this up, uppity slave zone, under the radar zone, that kind of stuff.
It just gives people the idea that, we are all enslaved in some way, shape, or form, but we're going to be the uppity slaves, the ones that fight back against slavery.
I don't want to fight.
Well, and if the hug back, love back against slavery, I guess.
I'm going to sit down. Oh, okay. Real quick while the music's going, here we go. To stand up against empire, sometimes you just got to sit down. Well, this is going to be my big campaign for the Super Bowl here. Nobody stands for the Star Spangled Banner. Just sit. You got to do anything. Just sit down. Well, of course, they're all going to stand up and they're CEOs of whatever, Can't be seen. But somebody is. Somebody is. And they're going to be all freaked out about it. Everybody stand up for empire.
Did you know that Free Aid is a mutual aid, educational, and networking organization? At Free Aid, we support volunteers who provide first aid. We do outreach to the public about health and safety, and we bring together medically skilled freedom lovers. Free Aid is made possible by your generous support. Donors can receive great gifts like first aid kits, t-shirts, silver dime cards, and hoodies. The Free Aid Silver Dime Card Project is sponsored in part by Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, Freedom's Phoenix, and Don't Tread on Meme. Visit fr33aid.com.
To be a part of the show, call 602-264-2800, 602-264-2800, and now, Ernest Hancock.
Welcome to Arizona! Papers, please! There's a backlash, it's all of a sudden, you can't go anywhere without a checkpoint. Certainly here in the Southwest, they're getting us all prepped. So when you go to the, to the Jackalope Freedom Festival, what do you got? The police accountability zone. There was a graphic up here. I want to make sure that we get up. I'll show you. I'm going to show you the slide that when the guys came up. I'll just whip through here until I find it. When the guys came up to, they wanted to visit with us, and say hello and everything. Oh, there it is. Boom. Free hugs. And it had a copblock.org logo or sticker up there along with a camera. Okay. And that camera, was just there going, we need to let you know that you're being videotaped. They didn't know it until they walked up. And they came up and they go, hey, are you look in charge? You're in charge. And they started being all uppity with their M16s and stuff, literally, you know, in the forest, in the middle of nothing. They want to explain it to you. And then they look kind of go, what did I just say? I'm on camera. Okay, so tell us about that experience when they came up there, Alma.
Well, I'm sure they were like, oh my God, there's a camera videotaping us in the middle of the forest. Like, what Forest Service Ranger's really going to expect that? I mean, I guess usually they're probably more used to dealing with rainbow gatherers who are, I don't know how often rainbow gatherers support, you know, carrying weapons or guns or things like that, but
there was a bunch around there.
Well, yeah,
they're walking and going, and there's one, and there's one, and there's one, and there. You know, I don't think this is going to go well for you. You know,
I mean, everyone supports defending themselves. I mean, and not, I shouldn't say everyone. I guess some people could be pacifists or something like that, but I don't speak for
Hell,
everyone.
I'm
but
a pacifist. I passively don't care. Okay,
yeah, that was the thing. I used to do some rainbow gatherings when I was younger, and. The cops come in, they're all in their gear all the time, they arrest people like crazy, but most hippies, they're really into the peace and trying to work with the state or go under the radar, but I think that they noticed there were a lot of guns, and it's like their job's really not worth that.
You know, we would have in the morning, helicopters, I forgot about that.
I didn't see any helicopters.
Oh, heck, they had...
Yeah, there were a few people F-16s. That flew over.
But I know, I was up on the hill. You know,
I might not have been paying attention.
Yeah, no, I was.
Where the drones can see you perfectly.
Oh no, they
just
wired. They wired the trees, man. It, you know,
the
it's
trees
all
are wired.
Don't laugh. If it wasn't, and our phones are. You know, that's one thing. When you go to Pork Fest now, you got 4G Verizon. They're going. Oh man, we got to get there. And Lancaster up there by Pork Fest. You know, by Rogers Campground, we got to get us some 4G. And I'm like, seriously? You know? Yep. There's a lot of people here. We need to make sure we need to have 4G. That's what we need.
Well, whoever had my job before I quit, or whoever has my job that I had before I quit, good for them.
Well, that's what you did. You did the
cell towers
for South kind of Verizon.
Verizon.
Yeah, it was you. Ew.
It was me.
It was you. Okay. Uh-huh. All right.
Yeah, we had some people contacting us about asking about rules about where do you camp and does the park close. And I think there are people from the East Coast that don't have national forests like out west where it's like 90% uninhabited states. And they actually think there's like campgrounds, you know, where there's a spot and a fire pit and, you know, the nearest store is a mile away. And, you know, Arizona, when you're out of the city.
And bathrooms. Showers.
There's one campground that's a statist owned, and you'll want to pass that one. If you see that, keep going. You're not at Jackalope yet.
Yeah, no, this is, you need to prep. I mean, it's only a few days, so you just, you know, enough water and whatever. It's an ice chest kind of thing. But I tell you what was popular, it was the Hope System. You know, I hope you'll see maybe some of these pictures you'll see because, you know, you bring your big generator and it's like, brrr, you know, nobody wants to deal with that. You know, they have the new Whisper Quiet Hondas that are really quiet, but, you know, they're expensive, like $800 or something. So if we got, I looked into them, I'm going, dang it, man. Because I got some good generators, but it's just they're so loud. And then you got the RV generators and everything. There's enough power. But the Hope System is solar. You know, so everybody's charging all their phones and everything up there and so on. So I think I'm going to go ahead and, am I going to have to do this? Probably bring the dome, you know. And
I asked Donna if you were bringing the dome, and she said yes.
Oh! Well, I guess I am. So we'll bring the dome, and we'll go ahead and do make it a shower. You know,
oh, that'd be amazing.
Because we got the Hope System. We can not only do we have those blue barrels, you know, the big white barrels and everything, we bring enough water. You know, we go up there and once we get them up there, they're light. And then we just go down, you know, to the lake, fill them or get, you know, water and tamp something. And we bring them up on the trailer and we go ahead and have the water there. But with the Hope System, you can recycle it. It filters it, you know, so I can have, you know, fresh water or fresh water. And I go, and one costs more than the other. You know? So it's like showers out on the lone prairie back in the day in the Wild West. You know,
is it going to be like a Roman bath shower?
Hell yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because I go, you know what? It goes on for 10 minutes at the top of the hour. And however many people can fit in there. I mean, get over it. You know, I'm not trying to babysit this thing. You know, it's like in the morning, it's like, you know, it's on for 15 minutes, it's off for 15 or something like that. You know, just go in there, however many people do it. Well, I just want to go buy my phone. Well, you can wait till 10:30 because, you know, everybody else is doing it, you know. So anyway, we'll work out something. But showers would be nice. I mean, you got these little portable individual things. You got heated showers that, you know, some people got the solar heat. I know you had a shower thing, you know, Brian set up for you.
Yeah, but I just put up the curtain on it. I had to get a new curtain because this guy's son ripped mine last year.
I think he's got a knife to it or whatever.
It was a stick. Oh, let me just take a stick to this random piece of plastic that's not mine.
Not. Everybody gets their lessons learned. No, we are a village. We all, you know, beat the children equally. No, the thing,
I just made him help Brian fix it.
Yeah, no, it's all good.
He taped it. I think Brian took a shower, though, before we noticed.
Heck, Brian is a 12-year-old. Are you kidding me? You know, he's more destructive than the other guys. So, I mean, I don't even want to. Yeah, it'll turn about. That was good. He needed that. You know, so the thing is that Donna, what she did is that we just heated water. And we just get all in the, are all together out in the middle of the nothing, and I just pour slowly a warm pitcher of water over, and you know, she just took a shower. Done. All right, we're done. Next.
Don't tell too many people that. They'll be lining up next year, peeping around trees, hanging out. When's Donna going to take her shower?
Yeah, with the spotlight on. She's going by the light of the moon, up on the hilltop, silhouetted. Now, you'd be like in the City Slickers. He goes, oh, did you talk to her as he saw my, did you ever in love? Oh, yeah. There was that one time I came over a hill and a girl, you know, that she, the woman out of her cabin, and she's putting up the laundry on the Lone Prairie and the sun behind her showing off the form that God gave her. Oh, yeah, did you talk to her? He goes, no. Well, she could have been the love of your life. He goes, she was. Aww. Oh, see? Nice little sunset there.
It got me.
It's really relaxing and purging, and it just, you know, clears the mind. A lot of good people and the kids. You know, they got to go find the jackalope. We got, you know, Alma goes and hides them out there, and we'll go out there and all the kids, and we kind of put a boundary, and there they go, man. Got to find that jackalope. We hit them good last time.
This is Donna Hancock with Brangus Realty in Arizona. Now more than ever, we have to seek out good investments to help secure our future. The real estate market across the country today seems to have recovered. Inventories are low, housing prices have gone up over the past year, and money is available to lend. But you must be careful to read between the lines of what the mainstream news is reporting. There is a shadow inventory, and the market is manipulated by a multiple number of factors. And we will need to anticipate this flux and prepare for the next market downturn in housing. There are many communities across the country today that have a growing mindset of preparing to ride out the financial storm. And Arizona is one of those places. If you are interested in moving to the desert southwest, where we have 3 to 4 growing seasons a year, and the sun is readily available for anything solar, I will be here to help you when that time comes. Feel free to use my webpage at donnahancock.com to search for Arizona properties that are of interest to you. And please, feel free to call me at 602-828-1819 to discuss options for your move to Arizona.
There are those that just want to be left alone. And those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
Showing the audience, you know, some of the signs that they're going to put up, you know, and that's, and whenever you visit, because the man wants to make their presence known. We're here, and we just want you to know we're the man. Okay, we get how would we ever miss it? That's a nice tactical vest and M16 you have there. I mean, seriously. So, you know, whatever. Now, they wind up showing up later, you know. I mean, we show up later, or I did that year, because we got to do the show and everything. I usually don't leave until after Monday, but some of the guys are there Tuesday, Wednesday. You know, they'll show up and they'll say, hey, are you here with the jackalope free? They go, what? Oh, what you talking about? There's a jackalope, what? There's really jackalopes in Arizona? I didn't know there were jackalopes in Arizona. You know? So this is, and what is a jackalope anyway? Explain that to me.
A jackalope is a mythical creature like freedom in today's society.
Oh, wait a minute. Now you're freaking going to tell me there's no Santa Claus, okay?
There's no Santa Claus.
No!
Sorry. Oh,
the jackalope, you know, it's like going, when I was a kid, they called them snipe hunts, you know?
Yep.
Gotta go get that snipe, go get jackalope. Well, what form does it take? I mean, you have the actual, we have, you know, like paper mache jackalopes that you've created before, and then we, you know, have paper ones. So, I mean, the jackalope hunt, what's it going to be this time?
So this year I made little styrofoam jackalopes, and they're painted, and they have whiskers and antlers and ears, and they have different color ribbons on them for the age groups that the jackalope hunt will be for. So basically, like ages 0 through 6 will be, I believe, green, and then 7 through 10 will be red, and then 11 and up will be blue. So the jackalope hunt will, they can all happen at the same time, but this time the older kids don't just find the jackalope and the younger kids are like, oh, I didn't even make it up.
No, I already know what's going to happen. What's going to happen, Leo?
Older kids are going to tell their younger brother or sister, look, what, this is where it's at. And, and then, or they'll pick it up in the air and say, oh, look what I found.
Maybe
and
we
then
should make
the other
them
kids will see it.
Maybe we can make them sign a contract. If you see the color that's not your age group, don't move it. I think maybe the Forest Service Rangers, though, maybe the reason they wear full battle rattle up there is because all the jackalopes.
Yeah. Damn it. Haven't they seen Monty Python?
I mean, like,
ferocious beast with his little teeth and going in with his throat, you know, the killer rabbit. Okay. you know, that'd be good. We should have a Monty Python rabbit, too. You know, have a really nasty, you know, whatever.
A creepy rabbit.
A creepy rabbit.
Creepy jackalope.
You know, so I'm looking forward to this. I always do. Because I tell you the biggest reason is because there's nothing to prep. I mean, there may be for you, you want to do something. But, and then, of course, if I do the dome shower thing, I'm not guaranteeing I am. Because I'm like, you know, if I got the time and somebody will help and we make a thing of it or something, it would be nice. But I think people are going to start, you know, taking care of their own little shower thing. But that'll be interesting. Because I like demonstrating the HOPE system. Because to have water under pressure and to be able to reclaim the water and filter it, you know, for even drinking. You know, I'm sorry. You know, and we just plug this in. Well, let's just put it in the toilet seat of the outhouse, and we'll just, you know, process that.
If all hell broke loose,
or not.
Oh yeah.
Well, you know, are you going to have outhouses this time?
Yes, we have already. Not we. Sorry, there's an individual. An individual who has voluntarily donated his time to secure six. We got 6 porta potties coming this year, and you can donate to him.
You know, they were always welcome. You know, the first year they showed up, the second year they showed up, and the company that he worked with in the first year, he tried to do the second year, and the guy just wasn't responsive enough, and we can't, like, guess on this. He goes, fine, screw you. I'll go to this other guy. Hey, I thought we had I thought you'd need to answer your phone. That's what I thought.
Yeah, and
you
I'm know? Not sure why he couldn't get a hold of him either, because the guy in Heber Overgaard actually had a porta potty already up there and left it for us without any payment last year. So he left it, he cleaned it and then left it a little bit longer until our other ones came from Pine. I'm like, wow. But I was able to contact the same guy this year. So
which same guy? First or second guy?
The first guy.
All right. Well, you know,
I think his name is Matt. So say hi to Matt if you see him dropping
Matt,
off the porta potties.
You know, and that really is a night. I mean, it's out in the middle of the freaking nothing.
Right.
I mean, this is dry. There's camping.
Yeah.
Mean, you know, and you get a porta potty and went, oh yeah. Here's another one. I think it was, didn't they have a larger handicap one or something there? I think was one. Anyway, one
the
of them
pink
was,
ones.
Yeah, there's one of them was pink. Okay, and the girls were like, hey. You know, you guys are all using that. You can't. You're not allowed. I go, seriously. I got a rule up here. Seriously, and I'm going. You know, is there a urinal in? I don't even remember if there was or not. I probably was.
They taped a bunch of signs saying "women only" and and men use the other ones. And,
no!
And it didn't work.
No! No! So anyway, it worked out fine. It was good to have those available. But, you know, people had their own. I think what was of interest to a lot of the people up there that, you know, lived up there and the forest ranger and all that kind of stuff, they have nothing to bitch about. We left it in better condition than when we got there. It was clean. Donna and I always, we stay an extra day or so. A couple other guys do. We go around, you know, everybody polices their own stuff, and we go around the entire camping area where 100 whatever people there, it'd probably be more people this time. It keeps growing, like doubling every year.
We don't do a census.
There was a lot of kids. Okay, but anyway. So we go up there and we take, you know, those little, like a grocery bag, a plastic grocery bag. And I bet we didn't fill it 3/4, you know, of the entire camp. We just picked up, you know, it was old crap that was there for 14 campings ago, you know. And so we get, and it's in night. They go, damn, that was that. Okay, well, that's good.
Probably cleaning up after the voluntary sheriff's department that met like a month before us.
Right. Well, see, that's what, how we found this place is we went up around that area. And I've had another place, you know, kind of picked out near a lake, you know, and there's a lake by this one too, but I mean you're not like on the lake, so it doesn't really matter, you know. But what happened was Alma and Brian had been camping less than a mile from where this is, and she goes, well, I want to go see. Where I go, wow, this is pretty nice. Well, let's just keep looking. This is not really big enough for what we need. And then we saw these people. Can we go up there? And it was the volunteer posse, sheriff, horse, whatever, search and rescue, excuse us, go camping thing, okay? And we go, wow, do you guys do this? When do you guys up here? How often do you do it? Well, we kind of rotate through the forest. And this is kind of, we're like, you know what, Mr. Law Enforcement Man? We're going to camp here! Yeah, we will be here later, you know? So they, because they know the area and they know what a nice place it is, they're like, damn it, man, these freaking anarchists are coming up here, going to muck up our crap.
Well, the history about Baca Meadows is a family used to live there, and the...
They got a cemetery there.
Yeah, whatever, the housing that they lived in is no longer there, but it used to be her, I think the woman's son had carved that path that goes into Baca Meadows from that
main,
I think it's Black Canyon Road.
It used to be General Cook Trail, you know, from Conquistador.
So people traveled across it all the time, and when they stopped there, she would house them and feed them, the mother of Baca, the Baca family mother.
Well, not if you don't properly open a jackalope.
I'm pretty sure
with a pledge.
I'm pretty sure she didn't have any permits or permission to cook food for these people. Is the whole point, you know? So like, she was just there to help them out. And
how did they do their sanitary stuff?
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, you know, and you're going to be, you know, processing quail or something, and doing, and you
quail
got your pig
and
roast and kind of, and you know, and this is, you know, from experienced people, and we all know that you got to be careful. You know, this, you're going to probably more careful than the law would require, but you know, we'll take it because we got our children there and stuff. So, you know, I won't bring my grandkids up. I don't want to have problems, you know. So we got, and the shooting is way over there.
My name is Jacob Hornberger. I'm president of the Future of Freedom Foundation, which Congressman Ron Paul awarded for having an outstanding freedom website. Write us at fff@fff.org, and we'll send you a free 3-month subscription to our monthly journal of libertarian essays and our booklet, Economic Liberty in the Constitution, which George Mason University economics professor Walter Williams praised in a recent column. That's fff@fff.org.
You can put the Liberty Radio Network on the air in your area. Visit broadcast.lrn.fm to learn how. Broadcast.lrn.fm.
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Who's in charge? I don't know who's in charge. Who's going to be the first guy to get there? Who's in charge? I'm Spartacus. No, I'm Spartacus. No, I'm Spartacus. You know, this is, I can hear, but what, you know, everybody's wanting to know, you know, where you go and register and stuff, right? So what do we have? You know, Leo's going to have the deregistration table, okay? Now, the thing is that explain the deregistration table concept, Leo.
We're getting a bunch of contacts and emails on Facebook on Alma and I, and the whole everyone's like, where do you register for a spot, and how much does it cost? And you still haven't got over that concept of actually being free and out in the forest.
Silly statists.
So we're going to put those deregistration signs up.
Registration forms are for slaves!
We're going to put them up all over the camp and just confuse them. And then
I'm gonna, arrows going
yeah,
around
all in circles.
They're off way over the hill.
I want to videotape them all doing that. And then we were going to put an actual table by a tree, and I'll put a sign saying, you know, pointing down towards it. And then we have a little form that we made, and it's like a camping permit registration thing.
There you go.
And
let me see, what does it got? Oh, you actually got a form.
Yeah, we haven't printed it out yet.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and show this.
All right. Emailed it to you, so if you wanted to pull it up on the computer screen, you could. But
all right.
Yeah, well, the whole idea is it's like, you know, all your information. Are you camping? You know, all the data. You know, like you would actually register.
Days of attendance, your full name, address, contact, email. You know, sex, birthday, nationality.
A little
how
funny.
Many firearms you got? List them. Vehicle. You know, number, slave number, your social security number, political affiliation, especially if you supported Ron Paul. Are you under the illusion that you're a free individual? You know, in the waiver, and what does it say at the bottom?
Well, we might have to alter it a little bit, but it says, you know, I certify that I am a slave and unwilling to act free. You know, it's in small print at the bottom here. I hereby give permission to the man to arrange my life and tell him how and where to exist, including a FEMA camp if necessary. And the participant is responsible for his or her own life, because you're a free human being. By signing this ensures that you are a slave, at least in your own mind. And if you're free, act like it and quit asking permission. So they'll fill this all out, and, you know, just a little education,
you know,
at the same time.
People to fill this out.
And probably the cops.
I'm going to put it like somewhere.
You're going to find out who filled it out. You're going, seriously.
Asking where to fill it out, you're a cop. Or who to turn it into.
Well,
the guy's following all the arrows.
And then, you know, like, how much do I pay for a spot and a vendor spot? And, you know, we'll just, I'll put another sign saying, like, $5, give it to whoever's in charge. So if they're walking around
I'm in charge.
They're walking around asking people who's in charge. No, I don't know who's in charge.
You know, we got my shirt, Special Agent Not in Charge, okay? I got that when we emceed the Revolution March in Washington. I just, you know, I go, look, I don't want to be in charge. I'll do whatever you want me to do and everything, but because you know what happens. It's like doing the summit or doing Jackalope or anything. You know, everybody and their grandma coming up to, you know, Alma and Leo, and hey, where's the, what's the, you know, seriously, well the table's over there. Well, but I'll be the guy. I'm in charge. You just tell everybody to give me the money. You know, it's kind of, we'll make it, and it's $50 as far as I'm concerned, you know. We'll see how many I get.
So are you underemployed and hungry?
Yes, I'm always underemployed and hungry.
Because this is, it's the biggest benefit for the underemployed and hungry, Jackalope Freedom Festival.
Why, they can go there and find a job and get food.
Exactly.
Without permission from the man.
All right. Go.
Well, that's the whole idea.
We have a Satoshi Forest area.
Yeah, we're thinking about doing something like that.
That'd be cool.
But, you know, the idea is you want to build it. I mean, it's, you know, at least a little chance, even for a weekend, for a free society, even if it's just in your own mind.
You know, I really like the concept. You know, it's just that I know Alma.
Are you going to fear-monger me right now?
Oh, Alma is just so Alma, you know. And this goes here, and we're going to have this, and we're going to have that, and it's a little bit of organization is what got you last time.
I spontaneously order a lot as an individual.
But when it comes to Jackalope...
I mean, I do mostly...
Back up the 18-wheeler over here!
No, not even like that. Maybe I'll point that way, go that way, or go that way. People are camped over there, and people are camped over there, like the Forest Service. If more people come, they can camp over there, and they can camp over there. Like, no kidding.
I hear this all the time. They go, wow, this is awesome. Next time we should do this and organize and have it. I go, yeah, that sounds like something you should do. You're in charge of that. You're the chairman of whatever the heck you just said.
Every time, you know? I hear someone come up with an idea, and they say you should, I say you should.
This is my prediction on the Jackalope will continue to grow and be awesome,
if you leave it alone and let anybody do whatever the heck they want, you know, as long as they're not bothering people. It's self-policing. The people take care of it. Because I tell you, the biggest motivation, there's a lot of children there. And it's just like, hey, the whole thing is, you know, raising and taking care of. And Miss Impregnated Alma, you know, how close are you?
I have about 12 weeks left.
Really? That long?
Yep.
It's like 3 months. So you're looking at what, October, November?
October 14th.
Okay. So that's like...
And it's a boy.
Oh, you know?
Yep.
You got a name yet?
Maybe. We're going to announce it at Jackalope.
Okay, that's cool. All right. How many children you got, Leo? You got a passel, don't you?
I got two kids, a boy and a girl.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah, just two.
They just seem like more.
Well, my little boys have been hyper.
They're zooming around everywhere. Yeah. Well, and your daughter was selling quail. You guys were cooking. You guys raised quail.
Yeah.
You know, the kids are like, and rabbits and so on.
Yeah,
and,
I'll do and a she's out. Booth there doing all that stuff, you know, like rabbits and quail and teach people how to kill them.
Yay.
A bunny, a jackalope killing class.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, at least you got that going for us. the thing is that it's a good skill to know. You see the raising, and that's one thing at these prepper. You know, we got a 20 by 20 in the middle of the Prepper Fest this November, and we're going to put up another, I'm going to build another dome. We're going to do it, kind of get it all polished and have the real good dynamic and really show just how solid it can be. We're going to go ahead and do that, and Endless Food Systems is going to put some stuff in. Now, they have their own dome, or area that they got, but we're going to be putting that together to show, you know, how the food produced aquadome out here works. Have you guys gone out there and saw it, you know, seen it recently?
I saw it when I was here last time.
At the party.
Yeah, I mean, it's getting to where it's kind of cool. You know, one of the cameras is not, well, here, I can show you. There's part of it right there, and let's see. And there's the sink area that we have. And I like having the sink thing. And the Hope System gives me pressurized water. We're going to take that up there because that is a good thing to have is pressurized water. They go, do you have running water? Running water. Civilization, you go, I tell you what. We have town don't have running water, and town has running water. Guess where the draw is, okay?
Yeah.
It's the running water thing. So
I'll have running water, too.
Yeah, running water better than not.
I don't have the Hope System, but I just do a 12-volt, water pump connected to a water tank.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Didn't those ones from Harbor Freight for, like, $30.
You have, like, this big, giant tank on top of your van or something?
Yeah, I did the first time.
That's kind of top heavy. I was looking at that. I'm going, damn,
well,
that is a lot of weight.
I drove up there with it empty and then filled it up a couple miles away in town there in Forest Lake, so 10 miles away.
Yeah, so it just supported you had your pressurized water.
Yeah, I mean, well, being on top of the van gave it quite a bit of pressure just from gravity, but, I had the little 12-volt pump I hooked to my car battery, and it worked fine.
That Forest Lakes Lodge, they let us fill up water there before. They're pretty cool about that. They have a spigot outside, and if you probably...
Well, that's what it's for.
Yeah, make some kind of deal with them.
Well, actually, you can go to that... There's like this state-approved National Forest campground. You can fill up there for free from their well.
Yeah, this is... It's not as desolate as we're making out. I mean, there's a bunch of Forest Service campgrounds going up to it.
Just one.
Yeah, people...
No, I see a bunch of camp... Oh, you're talking about the... Okay. There's a bunch of camp areas.
Oh, yeah,
but
camping.
But there's one kind of,
status
here's our...
campground.
Yeah.
Like, there's the man's there, and if you want to throw out your trash, they charge you, and... Which is fine. It's a service they're offering, I guess. But if you want to give your money to them or haul it out yourself,
We're in the next hour, we're going to, talk about... the progression of this and how it's happened before and why it was done the way it was and what the plan is for the future of and so on. But I tell you, I can see why they're nervous, because a lot of people in the intelligence community, military, retirees, we find out, I'm like, what the hell do they care? I mean, it's out of the middle of nothing. Well, there was a bunch of guys that knew that they needed to get out in the middle of nothing, and this is where they went. And they're like, damn it! They found us! They found us! And when things go to crap, they might go there. Yeah, they might. There is no place to go. You better have this, freedom thing going on. Or, they, them, those that think they don't have to leave us alone. They think they can just go be left alone. I don't know. It might not work that way. You might advocate for freedom everywhere. Then we'll all be better off.
More Declare Your Independence is coming up next, live, after the news, here on the Liberty Radio Network, LRN.
LibertyRadioNetwork.fm.
From Keene in the Shire, the Liberty Media capital of the world, this is Darrell W. Perry, host of FPP Radio News for Tuesday, July 22nd, 2014. Silver is trading at $20.84 per ounce. Gold is valued at $1,307 per ounce. And according to BitcoinAverage.com, the average price of Bitcoin is $623. Antiwar.com reports, the Pentagon's massive and enormously expensive distributed common ground system and information sharing computer system has a long troubled history of failure. The Pentagon insists it's gotten much better though, and has been trumpeting it for saving lives. Just don't ask them to prove it. Several years and $5 billion later, the Army has announced the DCGS is going to be withdrawn from a planned testing exercise later this year because of continued significant software incident reports and overall network operational reliability issues. In layman's terms, it doesn't work. In 2011, Antiwar.com reported on the system that at that time only cost $2.7 billion, was not meeting its goals, crashed all the time, and didn't work very well when it did not crash. 3 years and another $2.3 billion have come and gone, and it is clear that months of Pentagon statements cheering the system were only another example of lies to justify the wasted money on a system that is so buggy they dare not even put it in a serious test because it just won't work.
You can support FPP Radio by joining the Fans program. Fans are friends, allies, and numerary supporters. Fans help FPP afford to produce more original content. To learn more or to join the Fans program, visit fans.fppradio.com. That's fans.fppradio.com.
Reuters reports, Texas Governor Rick Perry said on Monday he planned to send 1,000 Texas National Guard troops to the Mexican border to boost security during an influx of illegal immigration by children, a move that could increase pressure on President Barack Obama. Perry, seen as a possible Republican candidate for the 2016 presidential race, said the Guard troops were needed because the flood of children crossing the Mexican border had pushed federal border protection to its limits. Perry told a news conference, the price of inaction is too high for Texas to pay. The governor's announcement came just days before Obama plans to meet with the leaders of Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador on Friday to discuss cooperation dealing with the flow of child migrants from Central America. Rick Perry said the National Guard would help the state surveillance and deploy some of its assets, such as aircraft, to monitor the border. He gave no indication the Texas National Guard would work directly with the U.S. Border Patrol. Rick Perry said federal resources had been diverted to take care of those children, creating a vacuum for criminal cartels to step up operations. He previously called on Obama to send 1,000 National Guard troops to the Texas-Mexican border. Before the news conference, White House spokesman Josh Earnest told reporters, if this deployment does move forward, it is the kind of step that we would like to see be coordinated and integrated with the ongoing response there.
FPP Radio News is brought to you by Roberts & Roberts Brokerage. For over 35 years, Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted source for buying and selling your investment-grade precious metals. They now take Bitcoin for purchasing precious metals so you can turn your profits into a long-term investment. Call Roberts & Roberts today for knowledgeable advice on investing. 800-874-9760.
Antiwar.com reports, at least 5 children were killed and another 12 wounded yesterday in Donetsk as the Ukrainian military shelled the major rebel city and launched a full-scale offensive against the area around the train station. The attack damaged an electricity substation, further disputing the city's hit-or-miss energy supply, while the transportation network was disrupted, though city officials said it would soon be restored. Donetsk is the largest city in the rebel-held area in the eastern part of the country and has been regularly targeted by the Ukrainian military, which has been ordered to cleanse the region of parasites. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko has ordered the military to continue its offensive, but has ordered them not to attack the rebels near the plane crash site of Malaysian Airlines Flight 17, apparently hoping to keep the pretense of violent rebels against a peaceful government alive, at least in the immediate vicinity of the international press. This has been FPP Radio News, online at fppradio.com.
the Tallahassee Zoo, which faced a major budget crisis. Luckily, they were able to get both, keep guests and animals happy, and stay profitable.
And that's thanks to the zoo's new director, Maxwell Jeffries.
Happy to be here. Thank
you. Good morning.
Now, what's the most profitable part of the zoo? The elephants, the tigers?
No. The gift shop, okay? Food court. But now, the entire zoo is the gift shop. So you come to the zoo, you look around, you see something you like, make me an offer. I'm a businessman. I want to make people happy. You're probably familiar with the old saying, don't feed the animals.
Oh, right, of course.
Okay, well, that's old-fashioned thinking. At our zoo, you can feed the animals.
Anything you want?
Anything you want. Oats, eggs, batteries, you name it. And we also invented a new tiered membership system. So for your standard membership, you go to the zoo, you get to see the animals. For your gold-level membership, you get to pick any two animals, make them fight each other. Yeah. And then with a platinum, you get 1 hour alone in the zoo. No
wow.
questions asked. Yeah.
Wow.
This is the Onion News Network.
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here!
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence, the Jackalope Freedom Festival, Jackfest 3. You know, they will have some fun. You know, and you know how we started off? This is how you started off, with I pledge you something. Okay, is there going to be is there going to be a pledge? How do you know it starts if you don't have a pledge?
What will we pledge allegiance to?
I don't know.
Freedom.
Freedom. You know, this is, yeah, it's a pledge thing. So you're telling me off air, you know, this, your experience, you went up to Kingman. What were you guys doing up there? What was going on?
There was a chemtrail meeting that the senator, Ward? She.
Kelly Ward.
Yep. She
had her on the show.
Okay, so she had. She had a woman from Arizona Environmental.
Department of Environmental Quality.
Air Quality come in and speak about.
It was a lawyer from them, not really a representative.
I'm not really sure
what she was,
but she had no answers for everyone. It was basically like a complain fest. You know, all these people in the room have had their blood tested and have high levels of different, you know, heavy metals.
You know, barium, aluminum, that kind of stuff.
In their blood. And almost like half the room raised their hand when the question was asked how many people had had their blood tested. And I was like surprised. So, well, Leo and I have this show called Underemployed and Hungry. And we always are just, putting on whatever the episodes, like whatever activist thing we're doing, you know, with the homestead or different events like this and things like that. But so we went up there and, which by the way, when you're pregnant and you go up north and you travel, sometimes your feet swell and it's very, very horrible. It's very horrible.
What does that have to do? Okay,
I'm sorry.
What?
Sorry.
I'm just wondering. You know, it's kind of this thing. When you're talking, Leo, I tell you, it's a women thing.
So
okay,
the solution
is talking about it. My feet are not so swelled because I was shared. I'm wondering. This has something to do with chemtrails or what?
I don't know, but it consumes your mind at random moments.
God,
sorry,
man, squirrel. All right,
so. We went up there. We actually have a bunch of clips on the second episode of that show we did.
Hey, wait, that graphic, let's go back. There's Leo right there. Ain't he purdy? Oh, that's me. Who's that fat, ugly guy? Oh, okay, never mind.
We put a bunch of clips together, and their whole thing was we don't have jurisdiction over the air, and we have no medical professionals working for the environmental quality, which, like, what are they there for? And midway through the thing, you know, there's a few hundred people there, and some guys like, you know, I'm really disappointed we didn't pledge allegiance. They're like all a bunch of old vets and stuff that retire up in the mountains and
wearing their USS Missouri hats and so
yeah,
on.
Yeah. And they're complaining about the government spraying them with chemtrails, and then they want to pledge allegiance to that same government. And, you know, everyone stands, you know, they forgot to do it at the beginning. So they did it at the end. And everyone stands, like, it was really weird how they all stand up at once. And then, you know, I was going to turn around and turn my back. But a lot of old vets there. And they were really, really worked up because they were really pissed that no one was listening to them. And I thought, well, you know, I might get punched out in the parking lot or something. You know, maybe I'll just, you know, just sit down.
So, stand up against Empire. Just sit down! That's going to be our big thing at the Super Bowl. I don't make a big deal out of that. We're going to... Don't have to protest, don't have to boycott, nothing. Just get them all worked up that everybody just sit down. Now, of course, they won't. Hopefully, there'll be one guy. You know, somebody will go, no, I'm just sitting down. And he'll be the hip-hop artist of the... I got 5,000, you know, gazillion million Twitter followers or something.
You should turn their back.
Yeah, I'm sitting down. And how do we lose the Republic to thunderous applause? I mean, you know, I can see that it's going to be proud, blatant, market, and F-15 is going around. So we just make a big deal out of just sit down because the Super Bowl's here. You know, it's like, I don't know what, less than 10 miles from me down the street here.
I didn't even know that.
I didn't either.
It's this year. I know. Good on you. Good on you.
That's what happens when you drop off the system and you forget what's supposed to be important.
I've been at Jackalope sitting down.
Sit down.
That's what I'm going to do this year. I'm going to go to Jackalope, and I'm going to sit down.
Well, you're going to be impregnated, so you
put
know.
Put my feet up.
Yeah, uber pregnant Alma here. You know, I'm glad to see it's going well. You happy? Everything checking out? The baby okay?
Yep.
Very cool.
Everything's awesome.
Very cool. So Brian, he's like, yeah, I got me a boy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah!
Oh, yeah. He's all like right. Super excited.
Yeah, take this stuff serious, man. Now you got grandbabies. All this, you know, all of a sudden your attitude will change just a little bit. You'll be more measured in your responses to everything, you know. But you want to be effective or you're wasting your time. Now, I mean, it's got to be. So let's go ahead and talk about the future. That have you had any contact by the man this time?
Nothing.
No conversation. They're coming. You
no
know that, though, right?
Emails. No. Nobody.
They got their dose last time.
I mean, we've been at the Monsanto marches, and we've painted a lot all over the valley this year. So every time we've stopped for lunch or whatever, we talk to the business or the waitresses or waiters about Bitcoin and the Jackalope Festival and things like that. So we've talked to even some vendors that have lived up in Forest Lakes for 13 years and didn't even know it existed, and they were so surprised. They didn't know it existed, and
I've actually been painting a lot of houses for contractors out in
East
Valley.
Leo owns a paint contracting company, you know.
And I made the mistake of hiring Alma and Shelton, and then they get me worked up, and we all start talking about, you know, how they're just like a bunch of, you know, human hunters and stuff like that. And anyway, we've been telling them about the Jackalope Festival, and I think a couple of them are going to come. So I actually think this year we're going to have a lot of people that really don't understand the freedom, so they're going to get educated.
You know, the thing, I give you a good example. There was Richard Grove and Lisa from Tragedy and Hope. They're out at, I think they live in Connecticut. And I just been on their butt to go to Pork Fight. Go, you're right there. Just drive up, take a day, kind of, man, what? So we took away all their excuses. Joby Weeks put them up on his farm. We, you know, got them taken care of. So they go. Oh my goodness! They had, you know, they were rock stars. People were following them around, talking to them. Had no idea. People driving up. It's called Journalistic Revolution. They drove up from Florida and listening to his 14-hour podcast on fill in the blank. And they're like, "Hey man, I just had you in my head for 14 hours. You know, I just got here." And I'm going, now you can see why I wanted you to come. And it took me years to get him to finally go. The same thing I've been doing with a lot of people here. And they'll, you know, like last year, you'll have some other guys that'll come. You know, the people that came the first and second year, they want to come again. Their kids want to come. It's like with James Babbitt, his girls, they take the summer vacation off. Starts off with Porkfest. They got to go, man. That's what kicks off their summer. Well, what happens is, with this, all these young kids that keep building up and build, they want to go, Mom, Dad, well, are we going to go to the Jackalope? I want to find what up? So they go, all right, that was a good time. Then you add their friends, and other people start coming. I can see this is going to, you know, keep going. It's going to get stupid. And if you try to control it, it's going to be too big to control. You have to make sure that everybody understands that they're responsible to take care of themselves, and the community kind of keeps that. You know, don't be stupid. You know, whatever stupid is. There's always there's a long list of stupid. But anyway, so the thing is, let's not be stupid. And if you do that, then it'll just it, there's no limit to how big it can be. And when something happens, you know, people just take care of it. You don't need to call the man. We even had, was it Yannick? What's his name?
Yanni.
Yeah, Yanni. Yanni about drove off a cliff. The only thing that saved his ass was two trees, and all of a sudden his car is in.
He must have been flying around those corners.
He was doing the
I'm sure he was driving whatever the speed limit
he
is.
He was drifting. He was drifting. Woo, this is cool. Woo, little sideways there, a little here, a little there, a little, and I'm glad those two trees were there.
Did we have to call the man, though?
No, we took care of it. We had guys with winches. We went out, and it was a thing. But I tell you, you know, we got him out. He's still driving that car. They had a little, you know, dingy-ding, you know, but he's still driving that car. All right. You know, this year, what can we look forward to? I don't know. That's what's good about it.
This is Donna Hancock with Brangus Realty in Arizona. Now more than ever, we have to seek out good investments to help secure our future. The real estate market across the country today seems to have recovered. Inventories are low, housing prices have gone up over the past year, and money is available to lend. But you must be careful to read between the lines of what the mainstream news is reporting. There is a shadow inventory, and the market is manipulated by a multiple number of factors. And we will need to anticipate this flux and prepare for the next market downturn in housing. There are many communities across the country today that have a growing mindset of preparing to ride out the financial storm. And Arizona is one of those places. If you are interested in moving to the desert southwest, where we have 3 to 4 growing seasons a year, and the sun is readily available for anything solar, I will be here to help you when that time comes. Feel free to use my webpage at donnahancock.com to search for Arizona properties that are of interest to you. And please, feel free to call me at 602-828-1819 to discuss options for your move to Arizona.
To be a part of the show, call 602-264-2800, 602-264-2800, and now, Ernest Hancock.
I see trees of green, red roses too, I see them blue. What a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
You know, and that's the feeling you get. You go up there. It's very cool. You'll see a lot of the pictures that you can wear shorts and shirt sleeves during the day and so on. But, you know, a lot of the time, you know, well, all the time, if you're Donna, you're wearing a sweater. You know, it's like 70-something degrees. When it rains, it's monsoon season about that time. I was back east, you know, I used to live in Florida when I was a kid, you know, so the afternoon kind of rain, it sprinkles. And the Baca Meadow has kind of a sandy thing. It's not like the forest with the pine needle. I mean, there's a lot of that, too. But the meadow itself is sandy. So when it rains, all of a sudden, 5 minutes later, you didn't even know it rained. You know, it's just boom, it's done. And I'm going, this is awesome. So we really enjoy this. Plus, you're kind of protected by the mountains and the hills around it, so you don't get a lot of heavy wind. You know, it's not like it, the hills blow really strong on the plane. I mean, you know, so it's kind of, you know, nice. Now, there's some things that, from your experiences, Leo, in doing the rainbow gatherings, which there's, I mean, these are large. I mean, they're probably afraid this is going to get large. But, you know, they're large. They're like, I don't know, thousands, tens of thousands.
Well,
they
have regional gatherings all over the country, which, you know, they're about the size of the jackalope. And then they have one national gathering that's, you know, 40,000 to 50,000 people sometimes.
Damn.
And what they do is they have multiple locations that they're kind of scouting around the country in different national forests. And then they release the final date 2 weeks beforehand on welcomehome.org. And the Forest Service can't muster all their forces to stop them. They just have to deal with it.
Well, let's go take a look at that. Welcomehome.org. I want to see what this looks like. You know, welcomehome.org. Well, what do they do to try and control it? I mean, there's some things.
A few things. I mean, over the years, I mean, it's more like kind of the hippie, you know, left-leaning kind of thing. Let's work with the man and kind of thing, or under the radar. But a few times they've like said, oh, there's a forest fire here. We're doing a controlled burn. Actually, one time, I'm sure you can look it up on YouTube, they actually set a fire. So it smoked out the camp, and they said, oh, we got to do an emergency evacuation here. I don't really foresee them doing that to us up there, but, you know, it is government. That's all they know is force, so.
Yeah, they think they're going to be creative. There's somebody sitting in some office somewhere being whatever, because they tried it last year, and they're probably not happy that they didn't get what they wanted last year. You know, so I don't think that they want to do something.
Maybe we could set up a table that says Forest Service information and just leave it blank until they show up and be like, oh, you're here. Look, there's your designated
we gave you a table.
Your designated area.
You know, the girl that I was working with, I mean, she got caught in that she didn't want to be, it didn't work out well for her. And I just talked, I said, look, you know, we just want to, you know, make sure I have complete understanding. We're just not going to be intimidated. I mean, I want to know what the law is. I want to know what that I want to know. And finally, she just goes, look, I just went to school. I just wanted to teach kids how to read compasses and stuff. And go out and go, well, that's good. You should have a table. You know, we should invite them.
And by working with her, and this woman you're talking about is from the government, you mean not asking permission or not continuing, you know,
getting their
permission? Because when
she does tours and she does classes and she takes people, you know, to read topographical maps, and she do the nature walk kind of thing, which is what she wanted to do. So she figured she'd do it through the Forest Service, and kind of there she is, and then she's calling, talking about who's in charge, and I'm like, you know, you talked to the wrong guy, okay? So, I wonder if I can get her name. We have her from the last shows.
You should make her feel bad. Her job's being paid for by theft.
Oh, no. She got my opinion. But the point is that, you know, I go, you're welcome to come. I think that'd be awesome. Heck, I'll send your class. You know, show me how the freaking works. So this is, and the other thing was ATV licensing. Here in Arizona, you had an off-road vehicle. It's like, it's called the Desert in Peace, okay? Now it's like, oh, I'm sorry. You're on the King's Land. Well, you got a King's Land license for your, you know, freaking off-road, whatever it is. You have to have a license plate for every freaking motorized vehicle that you put on state, federal, kind of, you're in the land of the dirt road. And I go, really? Okay. So I tell everybody, we did like, I go, look, they're going to be checking. So then I called, and I had the guy on the show. I go, quiet, you're calling him. I go, you know, and I put him on. I said, all right, here we go. And we dialed the number, you know, and we go, all right, let's go ahead and see what he has to say. And I get him on, and he goes, well, you got to have, I go, okay, I need to know. The forest road, is it the main road out there, or is it in the campground itself? If I'm on an unlicensed vehicle in the campground, and I use it to haul stuff, I mean, you got, you know, those ATVs are handy dandy, and they're not too loud, so, you know, you just kind of putz around, and it's good transportation, because it's a big area. You know, you go up and go shooting, or go, that's another thing, they don't like that shooting thing, but, you know, that's legal. You know, everybody goes up, you got your firearms, you go over there, and they got, like, forest, you know, big giant open areas that were burned up there. There was a forest fire up there years ago, so you have plenty of places to do this. Well, I go, not on the forest road do I have to be licensed. Well, I, you know, okay. If it's not licensed and still on the trailer, do I get ticketed? Do I have to be sitting on it? If the wheels are on the ground? I mean, I'm asking all these questions, and it basically goes, well, we pretty much just discretion. We do what we want. Oh, okay. Well, that's kind of the point I'm trying to make, is the law doesn't mean anything. They don't even know the law. You know, you sit there and talk to the guy in charge of it, has no freaking idea, okay? But that's not the point. Yeah. They're going, yeah, you let the judge worry about that. I got guns.
So you got guns, too.
So, but I don't want to play that game. You know, I'm just kind of, you know, seriously. But I do think that they would not get away with being, you know, the kind of abuse that you read about and see in video of the rainbow gatherings and so on. And they're going after kids and paintball, pepper spray shooting kind of good. I don't think that would flush. You know, I'm not, there'd be, you know, somebody, something, and we...
Defensive force?
Yeah, I think we'd take it on the chin. I think it would be video documented of we took the first hit. I think that would happen. I don't think that there would be initiation.
It is possible to stream live from the Jackalope Freedom Festival.
See, this is one thing that, you know, this is where we're going. And I tell you, the next thing is drones.
Video. I got drones. A drone. with video. I'm going to bring my own drone.
Video drones. You know, that's a, because, you know, of course, they got there or whatever the heck, you know. So I was sitting there, I'm going, and I bet you there's a mic and video in that tree. You just assume this. You know, so it's not that big a deal. I don't want people to get all freaked out. It's just that, you know, if they can, they are. And these guys, I talk to them. I'm the middle-aged, gray, bearded, kind of with little kid, you know, white boy down there waiting for Donna to come in to the entrance. You know, I was going to show her where to turn, make sure she's down there. And these guys are down there, and they're razors. They're couples. You know, they're, you know, they averaged about, you know, late 60s, 70 years old. They're retired military, police, government agents, intelligence community. They're up there kind of, hey, what's up? I'm more than happy to tell you. Well, there's these little kids. Bob's there with his kids doing some geocaching down the road, going, ah, it's just a jackalope. You know, we have a, you know, fictitious whatever kid and kids and have fun with kids. Don't worry about it.
While our satellite channel is free to listen to, it's not free for us. You can help us cover our satellite costs with the chip-in on the right side of the page at lrn.fm.
Roads? It's the Ernest Hancock Show. Where we're going, there aren't any roads.
And that's what we play when we see him coming in. The jackalope says, here they come! System out there, and we do. You know, that's another thing. You know, you can pretty much rock out as loud and as long as you want because nobody's going to hear you. You know, I mean, heck, even the gunfire. You know, it's just it's a lot you can do out there. But you know, it's kind of you're going to have you got Burning Man. You could have, like, you know, Burning of the Man. You know, nah, that probably wouldn't go over. You know, Burning of the Pig. You know, Burning Pork. We have to, I don't know. That's kind of you too. You know, you can have a lot of fun with this, but if we just, you know, kind of, you know, we're just leave me aloneist and you not go down that road, you're probably better off.
Roasting's like a funny thing. You could roast something.
Ooh,
and it's
roasting
funny.
Of the man.
And then we'll put a little badge on the pig. I don't know. No, that'll bring the SWAT team. I don't want to do that.
Yeah, but you see, we got the shiny badges up there. We do a shiny badge. You got to put a shiny badge on or something. See, the thing is that you can go down that, and it kind of wires your brain differently. You're starting to go, it's like a us-them thing. I don't want to fight them. I want to ignore them. You know, by even engaging them, it's like you elevate them to I don't give a crap. You know, I don't want to elevate them in my head. I want to try to ignore them. And even the ATV thing, we're like, Donna went down and got the whatever for it, you know, just one less battle I got to deal with. But the thing was, is that that's not the issue that we're trying to. We're just trying to demonstrate how a small, even a temporary community is so vibrant and diversified, and everybody's needs are met for very cheap, and everybody's fully employed, and anybody that wants a job's got one, and doing kind of make your own, and boom, done. That's really the point. And you can show that without, you know, taking and thunking the man on the sternum, you know, going, you know, poking the bear and then wondering what's going to happen, you know. So this is, see, what's some of the other stuff they do? They've done controlled burn areas that you've done. You know, they want you not there. They can always come up with something creative to go, oh, I'm sorry.
Bear attacks.
You've got bear attacks?
Yeah, well, they did that. They shut down Forest Service roads all the time. You know, bears have killed some people or mountain lions are killing people or something.
And then you look around, everybody's got sidearms. You go, I know, I think we're okay.
Yeah, well, you know, it's their fear.
You know, that 9-year-old with this 22 is walking patrol, man. It's all good. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, thank you for warning me there might be bears in the forest. Appreciate it.
That's a thing. Like, a lot of people coming from other states, it's like, this is wild land. Like, there's nothing protecting you. There's no fences. There's no calling the cops. Even if you trusted them not to kill you, they're not coming for a while. You know, they're hours away.
Yeah, no, you got to make sure you're taking. Well, you know, that's one of the things that we can demonstrate too. I mean, the biggest fear you have of, you know, death and damnation is from, you know, badges, not from the wild animals. You know, I'm not really worried about that.
Great
fire. I mean, you know, see, they do. They smoked out campers before.
Yeah, I've seen that though. They light it in their own campground. Oh, you know, we got to clear the forest, and let's. You know, we're the ones that started it after the fact, and we found out because everyone has a phone in their pocket and with a camera on it.
Bear attack, you do smoked out, controlled burn area, the licensing kind of stuff, we kind of bypass that. What about backup locations? Because there really is a lot of places. You don't have to be right there.
You can just take a different road and go down a different path out there.
So, there's so many areas. I don't know how they're going to stop it.
Well, what they do is they deter with signs and fear. Now, I don't foresee them doing that with this. But if it gets big enough, maybe later they'll just start harassing people and ticketing people in the middle of nowhere.
But then they're going to start, pissing off the local business owners there, because we're like creating money, business for them. The convenience store just by the Black Canyon Lake entrance, they advertise for us every year. I already stuck a sign up there and some flyers and everything,
and we always wind up going by there and getting stuff and
the porta potties. And then there's the guy who has the beef jerky and popcorn that he makes, Agra style and tax free. So
yeah, we got him taking some dime cards.
I
went up there, we did that. It's a good lesson. I mean, it's a good relationship. I mean, we're from Arizona. I mean, we know these guys. We know the area up there. We go up there all the time.
Oh, like they don't know the porta potty guy?
Yeah. No, it's...
Well, people go up there to be left alone, even if they are cops. And, we go up there just to affect the culture. Start telling, like, when you pay for your stuff at the convenience store, say, oh, I don't pay my extortion fee. Didn't we fight a war to, not pay taxes?
Well, I always make sure they know who we are. I mean, it's kind of, we're up at the Jackalope. The what? And, after, even by the time you get even in just the second year, they knew. And now, because of I know that the forest community employees, live in the community. It's not a secret. And I know they're talking, well, we're going to get them this time, and we're just, they were fine, we're just leaving them alone. I suspect that it will be left alone right up until somebody's boss of supervisor of Washington says, And whenever that is, they'll bring in the helicopters if they have to.
Like I said, I think there's going to be a lot of people that aren't really, realizing that government's the bad guy. I did a speech at a Mormon stake center, a month ago or a month and a half ago. And a couple of people from there are going, and they have no idea about any of this kind of freedom stuff.
Yeah, and this would be a good... I like the deregulation table, with all the questionnaires. Kind of like our while you were out trash can flyer kind of thing,
Ew.
Well, hey, we'll put $5 for your spot. Go find the person in charge.
I know. Send them off on a lot of
this. I just love that.
It's the jackalope. Go give the jackalope once your money, that would be something. You could just have a jackalope donation jar. See if anybody rips it off, the thing is that's one thing. Whenever I go to liberty-oriented events, the Freedom Summit, we got expensive equipment and stuff laying around. I worry more about the hotel staff than I do anybody that goes, and then they're pretty cool about it. So, it's good. I like just being not afraid. The other thing, you checked into the Baca Meadow land itself. What'd you find out about that?
On the recorder's website, the assessor's map, it shows property information for all of the parcels surrounding Jackalope and Jackalope itself, except for there was no parcel information for Baca Meadows. And so it leads me to believe that it is the only free piece of land that exists in the world left.
I tell you what it reminds me of. When we were up at Pork Fest, Joby Weeks has a family. It's Weeks Road, Weeks Mountain, Weeks Library, Weeks. I mean, that's where it's at. Because his grandfather was Secretary of State or something, I think, back in the day. And it's a trust that has it. Well, they gave a bunch of their land to this one peak of a museum of honor and whatever the heck. And they, by doing that, what they did is they agreed under certain conditions, okay, it can be state and you can run and it's open to public, do whatever, but we get to do whatever we want and never shall it be limited to whatever the heck. And as they do these kinds of agreements, I wouldn't be surprised if Baca Meadow has something like that, because it was private land. And the family said, look, under the condition of whatever the heck, you have no jurisdiction. I'd be interesting to find out what that actual agreement was, because I bet you it's something similar to where it was a private thing. Okay, fine. You want to do this under these conditions. And it was the same thing like Ben Avery shooting range up here. There were conditions under which it went from, you know, it's ours and we have the lease of the land of the whatever and we give it to the Arizona Game and Fish to run that. And forever shall you always, you can never, you know, turn in development of houses.
Yeah, because the surrounding properties say that the land is owned by USA and the address is New Mexico. So apparently we're not even Arizona anymore. The United States Forest Service USA land in Arizona is owned by New Mexico.
You just know that there's somebody that knew somebody or something. Because near there, when you take the razor out and you go exploring, there is a mansion out there, man. I mean, this thing is, I bet you it's at least 10,000 square feet with a barn and solar trees.
It's a ranch, and it is, I believe it's an LLC. There are some other properties out there in that same area that are owned by different people. So, because one of my concerns
is... Yeah, out in the middle of the nothing, and they got a big 4x8 sign says, vote for Senator What's-His-Face. And I go, gee, I wonder if they're politically connected.
You know, I have, we were talking to some people up there, and they're saying you can do, like, allodial title just by claiming land, you know, up there.
In the BLM, yeah.
Yeah, everybody says you can just...
Well, I don't know if they do it, so...
You first. Okay, so we'll go ahead and talk more about it in the last segment. You know, we'll give out... Oh, dates! When the hell is it?
August 1st or 3rd.
First through third, officially.
Unofficially.
Not unofficially. Good people come up earlier and stay later and whatever. And just go.
When it comes to investing in precious metals, you need a source you can trust who offers you choices and empowers you to maximize your wealth. That's where Roberts & Roberts Brokerage can help. Roberts & Roberts is a trusted name in precious metals. Since 1977, Roberts & Roberts has been providing you with the finest gold and silver bullion, coins, rounds, and bars at genuine and honest prices. They make it easy to invest in precious metals and work with you to suit your investment needs. In addition to offering gold and silver for sale for U.S. dollars, Roberts & Roberts Brokerage is now accepting Bitcoin in exchange for their quality precious metals products. To speak with a professional from Roberts & Roberts about investing in precious metals, call toll-free 800-874-9760. Write this number down, 800-874-9760. Visit Roberts & Roberts online at rrbi.co. That's rrbi.co. On behalf of Roberts & Roberts, here's hoping your day is as good as gold.
Help get LRN.FM into more ears. Visit promote.lrn.fm for a free bumper sticker, flyers, banners, graphics, and more. Promote.lrn.fm.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Have a great time going to Pork Fest, and I really enjoy it, but it's not the same atmosphere. It's kind of the reason Alma started doing this. We were talking about it and kind of started working on this and everything was because we could see a lot of these freedom oriented activist gatherings. They're just starting to get a little too regimented, a little too controlled, a little bit too much and too expensive. Now, up there, because it's on forest land, or it's managed by, we're not even sure what land it is. I mean, I don't think they want to play this game too much, and we'll find out. We're going out. You know, and the conditions of the agreement of the stroke, whatever, I'm not really sure. You know, that might be worth looking up. You know, trying to see if you can find, you know, the beginnings of, because there's always an agreement. And if there's any kind of, you know, and it might be worth it. You know, so, and we got a ticket. Well, let's go ahead and do some discovery on this. Now go, damn it, you know, case dismissed. I mean, you know, it always happens that way. So we'll go ahead and go through and, you know, find out if they won't leave us alone. We'll just go, we'll keep drilling down and we'll learn more and more and more and more and better off just leave you alone. But the, I can see that, you know, maybe backup locations wouldn't hurt too, you know, just to have, because one, it's just going to get, how many people you, Baca Meadow could probably take thousands. I mean, it's not going to be just a, I mean, it's a big area. I don't think there's really a limit.
Well, there is a property line around Baca Meadows and part of the road across outside the meadow. Like, there are property lines drawn on their maps. So, you know, there is a distinction between where Baca Meadows ends and the Forest Service land begins. But again, I mentioned to you earlier that the land adjacent of Baca Meadows has duplicate property information, and it doesn't make sense because they have these parcels that are called whatever number, and the one above it should be completely different, but it's duplicated, and it's like that on both sides. And I've created a map, and maybe I'll get it to you, and we can talk about it later when we research this more.
Yeah, no, I don't want to have to look. And I'm glad we need to know just because it's just more arrows in our quiver and we have more understanding. Because, these guys, they just do whatever, some 3x5 card they got in the morning, and we're going to go SWAT team whoever. They don't care.
I just documented Baca Meadows in the blockchain as free property just now, during the break. It's done, so... Forever.
Okay. All right. So we're going to go up there and be uppity slaves.
One thing you mentioned earlier was how at the Freedom Summit, you feel more comfortable setting up your booths and having your neighbors watch your things. It depends. If someone's sitting there, you do feel more comfortable than maybe someone you don't know. So at Libertopia, when my booth was searched by hotel management and security, there was somebody at the Freedom's Phoenix tent that was able to take pictures. And so that kind of community environment absolutely exists at Jackalope. So if you set up from across from one of your friends, you just feel more secure that your things aren't going to be stolen from you or whatever.
That might be a technique. Anybody start getting all heavy handed with you and everything, you just sit down. Now go in the fetal position. I don't care.
With your video camera in your hand.
No, everybody else is going to have their video camera.
Right.
That's kind of the thing is that. Oh, yeah, your glasses and everything doing the 4409 thing. He always had those glasses on his hat. They were on all the time.
Yeah, he's the one that convinced me.
I know that just, and they got to recognize he's one of these days. And then there's Google. Somebody's going to have their Google Glass, that kind of crap. And it's all these technical guys. And the thing was, they didn't know. Here's the secret. You know what the secret is? That free hugs and cop block and camera, when they go up to your Agoras marketplace that you had set up and they get in, it wasn't until they go up to the table that they see inside up in the corner of that camera. But it wasn't connected to anything.
No.
But now we have the camera system that we can do it. We got you.
Any interaction this year if there's any. So, absolutely.
That's the festival sport.
Yeah, it's the festival sport video.
We could be playing baseball or football, but
spot the Fed. it's a game at Pork Fest. It's like, spot the Fed. There he is over there. That guy, I vote him, whatever. They're so obvious, too. They just can't not.
They ask a bunch of personal questions, and they'll ask questions about other people there, too, wondering what they're doing.
I go, hello! I'll tell you everything.
There was a guy that came last year, said he lost his dog, and he had his kid with him, but then he came up to me and asked, how do you know these people? What are those guys doing? And they look like cops when they're not wearing uniforms.
But his kid,
His
kid went on the jackalope hunt.
He wasn't that afraid of us.
Yeah, the kid didn't even know any different. The thing is that because you're so open at these things, it doesn't really matter. There is no secret. You probably know more about the guy in camp, whatever I never saw before, than I do anyway. I don't care. There was people that came from several states. There was California, Nevada, New Mexico, Colorado. I mean, they were just from all over the Four Corners area up around there and came from California just to go to this thing. In fact, Mike Ford moved here after, this is what happened. Mike Ford was he's an IT guy from, I think it was Connecticut.
New Jersey,
and he flew here and he had a backpack hammock tent thing, that was in his carry-on. He came, it's 115 degrees in the valley, goes up there at 70-something. They're like, what the heck? I didn't know this exists. And he strung out his hammock tent thing between two trees, enjoyed the jackalope, went back, and he and his wife moved and lives right down the street here.
Yep.
He just goes, I vote that. And that's how it happens.
He came from the East Coast, which is way more police state than here. So when he came, he's like, wow, getting left alone? After living here a while, I still think it's a police state, but...
Yeah.
He wanted to be part of the No State Project. Or the No Statist Project.
you know, the attitude that we have here is, you know, different than a lot of places. But, you know, I'm this article right here. Boom. Welcome to Arizona. Papers, please. This sign we made. We did that stencil. That's a stencil. That's a 4x8 stencil. We made a bunch of these signs when they did SB 1070. And we all knew that this had nothing to do with immigrants. That was just the excuse. It was all database. It went to Janet Napolitano, head of the Gestapo. And she was governor here. It was all set up working with the Republicans. It's just, ew. There's a bunch of ew here. So here, the Arizona Checkpoint Rebellion is kind of, and these same kind of people that are kind of, no, I don't want to play, what happens? What about the jackalope? See, I'm just not sure. It's if they want controversy, it's a target-rich environment. Do they want controversy? They, them, those will leave us. And it's not just Arizona, because they're a product of the people here. I think they don't know anything else. You know, they don't know how else to communicate with us. And I last time, this is what happened. Now, until before we got a minute left. On the Facebook and on the different, you know, promotion and so on, it had like, you know, hundreds of likes. All of a sudden, there's all these likes. Well, somebody, you know, got wind of something, and all of a sudden, Alma gets an email as, well, we see that, and you have more than the appropriate number of, you need a permission slip or something, right? So she's like, what do I do? All right, give me that. And I did the media thing, and I called and interviewed, and I talked to him. I was nice, and we recorded it all. And I took that and edited it down, all the holds and wait and forwards and whatever, down to about a 15-minute file, and I sent it to Alma. I go, listen to this. And it was everything that I said don't do. It's all this control, and the vendors will be here, these will be there, register this, you know, sign up with it. And I go, stop all that crap, you know, because that's what's nailing you. Well, then she scrubbed it all from that and everything. Now it's just paste, and everybody can go up, and it's free and whatever, and we don't know. It's a deregulation table, okay? Deregistration table. So you do that, and then, okay, now what? Well, we got guns. Oh, okay. You know, and they bring them, and they go and say they did, and it's over and done, no big deal. But this time, they have not said a word. So what are you going to do? Nothing? You going to talk to them?
I'm going to sell them earth permits.
Earth permits.
They ask for your permit to show them. We'll make an official-looking earth permit.
So I just wanted everybody to understand that we've kind of gone through all this stuff. When they know who we are. They know we're peaceful. They know we're respectful. They know we clean up after ourselves. They know there's a lot of children there. They know that they're, you know, who we are and this Joe and everything. They know. You know, and it's nice little bunny rabbits.
Not this weekend, but next weekend.
That we have for dinner.
Yep.
And the jackalope, it's a fun time, and we've kind of done everything we can to make sure that you're left alone. They know that there's nothing to fear. There's nothing.
It's no
just,
fear.
We're just there with the kids, having a good time. It's beautiful weather. When it's 115 or more here, it's in the 70s or something up there. I mean, it's like, man, you better bring a good quilt for sleeping bag at night. It get chilly, you know? Middle of the day, but you got the shade, a little bit of rain. It's awesome. Lots of fun, music, camping, and you get to check out your bug out stuff, you know? So this is it's a good opportunity. We're going to have some fun, and hopefully we'll see you at the Jackalope Freedom Festival. Just look it up. Jackalope Freedom Festival. It'll blow up all over your search browser. We'll see you then.
JackFest 3, the annual Jackalope Freedom Festival, is happening again, where spontaneous order happens naturally without any force, coercion, or aggression. It will take place August 1st through 3rd in Baca Meadows, located in northern Arizona, just east of Forest Lakes near Black Canyon Lake. This is the one and only completely free Freedom Festival. There will be music, agorism, and keynote campers. This year, the Jackalopes decide which keynote campers to fund. No registration or permission required. Camping spots are on a first-come, first-served basis, so come early and stay late. Visit jackalopefreedomfestival.com for more information, and we hope to see you at JackFest 3.
Silly Venus, touches over slaves.